Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Gina Latuca is joining us from the SPCA, serving Erie County this morning with Argo, our news hound. This is a breed, Gina, that I've never heard of before.
Did you see that? A blue heeler. This is a working dog. These are cattle dogs, and they do exactly what you would think. They were bred to herd cattle, herd livestock. That may be what got Argo into a little bit of trouble at home, because apparently he tried to start herding the cat, which didn't go over well.
Well, I can see why that happens. But it looks like a dog that, I don't know, I'm only looking at a still image here, Gina, but kind of looks like a dog that has a little bit of energy, can go a little bit, you know, looks like it wants to get off and running.
And that's it. This is one of those dogs and one of those breeds. Happiest when there's a job to do. So this dog would fit very well with an active family. I mean, he's very friendly, very sweet, exuberant, active, loves life. So he'd do very well with a family who is the same way.
He's like a medium to large sized dog, right?
Yeah, you know, he's kind of compact. These dogs are a little compact. He's about 50 pounds. So he is not too strong, but he would probably do better with a harness. We found much success walking him on a harness, and he probably needs just a little more training. But again, there are people who are out there looking for dogs to do some of the agility with. I don't know if you've ever seen dogs doing fly ball and agility, but
yeah.
Incredible to watch. This would be the dog. If that's the type of hobby you're interested in, this would be the dog to consider.
Well, it's a really nice-looking dog, an American Blue Heeler, and you got to check out the image at News Radio 930. Not only the one of Argo looking really nice, you know, smiling for the camera, but then also the one of Argo sticking its tongue out, Gina. I love that.
You know, I'll tell you, our photography team, led by Tara Montgomery, they managed to get those shots, and I think it was the perfect shot for this coming weekend. With Argo giving a piece of his mind to the Chiefs.
Oh, I like that. You know, I hope your kennels are somewhat full for Sunday night's game and Bills Mutfia.
Bills Mutfia is continuing Sunday night. You know, we've been adopting out animals thanks to Brandon Bean and Haley Bean. We've been doing one animal. They've been paying the adoption fee for every home touchdown. Well, even though Sunday night's game isn't at home, they didn't want to disturb the mojo we've got going, so they decided to continue Bills Mutfia this Sunday, even though the game's away.
Well, I'm really happy this is continuing. It's been a great success, and it's been continuing throughout the entire year, in a year where, Gina, we mentioned it last time, normally you wouldn't be talking about a ton of adoptions if this was 10 years ago, but this year the touchdowns have been flying, and they have been going all the time at home games and in every game. So Bills Mutfia is going strong and continues to do so over the playoffs. Just another reason to root for the Bills. How are you going to be taking in Sunday's game, Gina?
Well, you know, we're going to be home this time. All season we've gone to small little gatherings at different houses. We've been rotating, but this Sunday we've decided the two of us are just staying home and watching it.
Taking in the win at home. All right. Hey, want to bring up something else too, Gina. SPCA supporters are responding to the Sabres' Linus Ullmark, who had a personal tragedy this week.
You know, it's been interesting to watch, and it's been very sad. Linus Ullmark is such a good friend to the SPCA, and last year sponsored Ullmark's Barks. And every time we would put a post out about a special dog who was having a little more trouble finding a home, Linus would share it, and just a supporter of animals in general, but a good friend to the SPCA. The Sabres announced, I believe it was yesterday, that his father passed away. And just like that, you know, that's all Buffalonians need to hear. Just like that, people started calling and asking how they could contribute to Allmark Sparks in memory of Linus's father. So once we started receiving all those calls and once we started seeing these donations coming in, we have a special form. Actually, what we did was convert our existing Allmark Sparks Fund form to a form that people could use to donate in memory of his dad.
Well, it was a sad story, obviously, but of course, trying to turn that into a positive. That is what Buffalo does best, and we're seeing it here. And I can only imagine, Gina, at the SPCA, when it's somebody like that and it hits so close to home, that there's a lot of heavy hearts and a lot of, you know, maybe people pushing that much harder to keep up the good work.
Well, I think you're right. You know, what he's going through now, it's a pain that so many people have experienced, and we know when it's a family like that. I mean, Linus is such a remarkable man. It just gives you some indication of the type of person his dad was. So it's incredible to see Buffalo again. I mean, we think the most compassionate city in the nation, and we're honored to serve this community.
If people, Gina, want to make a donation in honor of Linus Allmark, how can they do that?
They could go right to yourspca.org/AllmarkSparks35, and they'll find all the information there.
All right, good to hear. Gina, great to have you. And by the way, if you haven't already, be sure to check out our news hound for the day, Argo. And I am 100% confident. Just like Argo's 100% confident in a Bills win, I'm 100% confident Argo's going to find a new good home because he looks like a great dog. Gina, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Gina Latuca with the SPCA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.